With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he believes that Vladimir Putin will uphold a peace deal that is reached with Ukraine.
Despite skepticism from European leaders, the president said he believes Putin can be trusted.
I think he'll keep his word. I've spoken to him. I've known him for a long time now.
He made those comments during talks with Britain's Prime Minister Starmer, who pushed for a more Ukraine-friendly approach to making peace.
History must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader.
On Friday, the president meets with Ukrainian leader Zelensky. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says tariffs against Canada and Mexico will begin March 4th. In a post on Truth Social, the president said China will also be charged an additional 10% tariff on that date as well. The president said the tariffs are meant to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S., and the tariffs will be enforced until the drug stops flowing into the country. On April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs against all trading partners set to go into effect. Americans are now paying about 50 cents a gallon less for gas than they were a few months ago, but the price could go up again.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 34% of American adults say that over the past 6 months, the price of gasoline in their area has gone up, while 18% say the price has gone down, and 38% say the gasoline prices in their area have stayed about the same. 10% are not sure. The number who say that they're paying more has declined sharply from 61% in May of 2024. The survey of 1,311 American adults was conducted on February 16th to the 18th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Iowa lawmakers vote to eliminate civil rights protections from those claiming to be the opposite sex. The bill now heads to the Republican governor's desk for final approval. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism is joined in Washington State.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team was warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School board in Lufkin, Texas, votes to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline is an increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their kids. Dissatisfied with the liberalism in the public schools and their poor performance, many parents are simply pulling their kids out. This is SRN News. The average U.S. mortgage rate has fallen yet again this week.
Another week, another drop in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.76%. This is the sixth weekly decline. It brings the average rate to its lowest level since mid-December. The average rate briefly fell to a two-year low of just above 6% last September, but has mostly been hovering around 7% this year. The latest drop is an encouraging sign for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets underway. I'm Alex Vega.
Recently fired chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department is appealing her dismissal. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fired Kristen Crowley last Friday, saying the chief didn't do a good job before, during, or after the fires. Crowley has placed the blame on the mayor and spoke out about it before she was relieved of duty. Thursday, Crowley officially sent notice to the city council that she's appealing. More details at SRNnews.com.